Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Ask Pat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 521 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Venetia.
Hi, Pat. This is Venetia Monger from Miami, Florida. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm about to start an online business making custom first dance wedding songs. And my question is, webinars seem to be really huge online, and you all talk about how they help build your email list. Well, I'm trying to figure out what I could possibly do on a webinar with this type of niche in order to actually do a webinar and collect emails for my list, because I am going to be starting from scratch. And also, once I do get a customer and they get their song and everything's said and done, how am I supposed to keep them as a, I guess, subscriber and continuing to come to my website or to continue as a customer? If I pretty much gave them what they came for, is it possible to do anything else in this type of niche to keep them in the loop so that I can continue keeping my email list and my audience? Thanks so much for everything you do. I've been following you for a few years now, and everything you say is great. So hopefully you get back to me. Thank you.
Hey, Venetia, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. And I love the idea. I think this is fantastic. You know, my wife and I did a fancy wedding dance that my wife choreographed. So, you know, I know because we went through the process of wanting to do something fun and exciting for those who were at our reception. And so we chose to do a choreographed dance. Now, we didn't have the ability to create our own song, but that's even cooler. So I think this is a really cool solution for you. So in terms of a webinar to collect emails, that is a good possibility. Now, my mind didn't go there first when you had mentioned what your business idea was. My mind first went to, you know, in-person wedding conventions. You know, that what are they called? Bridal bazaars, I think they're called sometimes. And getting an audience there is a great place to go. You could potentially sing songs or make up songs on the spot and really impress people to have them be interested in what you have to offer. Now, of course, that's not entirely scalable, but what is scalable is word of mouth. And so what is involved with word of mouth online? Well, of course, there's social media. So I would definitely recommend that as you begin to grow your business, Venetia, that you utilize social media to share your talents, to have people talk, because I don't know about you, but I know that these types of custom wedding things that people put on, you know, flash mobs or sometimes, you know, custom wedding dances and choreographed dances. Mine, which is online and available, didn't necessarily go viral, but there were a lot that went viral. And, you know, if you could become somebody who is the singer-songwriter for a song that then something happens and then it becomes viral, you know, of course, your name is going to be spread out there. And this is a good opportunity and a good lane for that to happen, this social media. So I would definitely recommend that a part of your workflow when you work with people is you get them to sign over the fact that you would share this information or be able to post it up on YouTube, or that if they post it up on YouTube, you'd share it yourself. You know, I don't know exactly what that wording is, but you want to be able to utilize those things, maybe create some sort of library where people can see what else you have to offer. And of course, YouTube and Facebook and that sort of thing, that's going to be your best vehicle for getting the word out there. Now, let's go back to webinars. I don't think webinars is not an option that you could use. I definitely think it is an option that you could use, but you have to do it in a different way. I don't think the option would be, because I'm trying to imagine signing up for a webinar, if it was about a singer-songwriter who wanted to create custom songs, then that really wouldn't entice me. What would entice me, you know, if I were a bride or, you know, a husband who wanted to be involved in that process, I would be interested in attending a webinar with information about great ideas to just make the reception more entertaining. Obviously, that's not the copy you want to use, but, you know, how to create a mind-blowing wedding reception. Now, of course, your pitch for your songwriting can be a part of that, but you'd have to come up with other content and discover, well, what else could a person include in their wedding reception to make it awesome? And that way, you'd be able to provide information to people that they could then take home with them, even if they weren't able to use your services. Well, you would be providing value to them, and that's the first step for anything. Before you ask, you want to provide value, and this is a great way to do that. Maybe the webinar is about 10 things that you need to make sure happen in your wedding reception, and then you can offer the service on top of that. You know, there's a number of different ways you could do it. You could test different things, but of course, like I said, you want to make sure you provide value to this particular audience. And so, of course, a lot of people want to make sure that their wedding receptions are great, or that they all have their checklists in lined, and you could be there to be the one that serves that information. And then, of course, at the end, you pitch also that you do wedding services in terms of custom songwriting and that sort of thing. Now, your second part of your question, how do you keep them engaged after they buy? This is a fantastic question, because there's a lot of ways that you can do this, although it might not seem obvious at first. Of course, like I said earlier, you could share their stuff. You can stay connected with them. Social media, Twitter is a great way to do that, and obviously have people share your stuff and stay engaged. And of course, word of mouth then happens after that. If somebody says, oh my gosh, your song was awesome. Whoa, somebody custom did it for you. Who did that? Well, you want to make sure that you're there when people are asking that question in people's heads, so that you get that word of mouth, which I think is going to be a big component of what your brand is. But in addition to that, your existing customers, you're right. After they get that song, well, then they're done, right? They're done for the wedding. But what are some other moments in life that happen afterwards where a custom song could be used? Well, I'm thinking, you know, first child or first anniversary, first child especially. And maybe you combine your talents with a videographer that they use, or what have you, or maybe, you know, somebody has some sort of video of a graduation, and then you're able to take that video and put a song on top of it that works perfectly to the way that video is. I mean, I'm just spitballing here, but there's a number of different things that you could do. The first thing that comes to mind, though, is the first child, and, you know, having you write a special song for them using their name. Man, that could be pretty awesome. And if they were to happen to be a couple who you did the wedding for, well, then you can give them a discount, and, you know, it'd be kind of cool, I think. I think, you know, you'd be able to get to know these couples over time, and through your song and services, be able to stay connected with them. I think that'd be pretty awesome. Of course, this is sort of a long-term game, but I definitely think there's something there. So, Venetia, I hope that answers your question, and, you know, just be creative with it. You're a creative type, you're an artist, and you could do the same thing with your business too. So I want to thank you so much for your question today. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you who have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page, and also get access to all the other great episodes and questions that you guys have asked yourself. The show wouldn't be here without you, obviously, because you guys ask the questions. I provide the answers as best as possible. And that's what makes this show awesome. I also want to mention that I have a book coming out February 1st. It's called Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money. And pre-orders should be available now. obviously, for those of you who know how I work, I batch process these episodes. I'm recording this at the beginning of the month for later in the month. So if everything goes according to plan, by the time you are able to listen to this, pre-orders will be available, or maybe you're listening to this after it launches on February 1st, you can just order the book and check it out. So if you are starting out with your business, or even if you have a business already and you just want to make sure that that next thing you're working on is something that is going to work out, or at least just want to know whether it's going to work out or not, use this book to guide you. WillItFlyBook.com is where you go to check that out. And if you are going to purchase this before it comes out February 1st, you can get access to some cool bonuses too. So again, that's WillItFlyBook.com. Thank you so much for all the support. I really appreciate it. Venetia, thanks again for the great question and best of luck to you. And for those of you out there, as always, I finish with a quote. And today's quote is from Tony Hsieh, founder and CEO of Zappos.com. He says, "Chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you." Man, love it. Love that guy. Cheers, take care, and I look forward to serving you in tomorrow's episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.